Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by the Vacation Planners at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. And if you want top-notch service and the best value for your vacation dollar, visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. Also brought to you by All-Star Vacation Homes, who offer you the highest quality in either a vacation home or condo. Hospitality has a new name, and it's All-Star Vacation Homes. Visit them at www.allstarvacationhomes.com.
I'm Corey from Ohio, and I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 185 of the Mickey Miles Podcast.
My name is Michelle Scribner-McLean, and I'm taking over hosting responsibilities again today as my dear co-host, is not feeling well. So he sends his virtual love and best wishes as we go forward and have our podcast without him. But we have a substitute co-host who jumped in to help us, and it's somebody who we know and love, and his name is Fast Eddie McCoy. Welcome to the show, Eddie. Are you ready to be a co-host?
Well, I'm ready to be a co-host. I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
You're edging Mike out.
Get out of the way, Mike. Get to feeling better in about a week.
Is this part of your evil plan?
Evil, yes.
Well, we are happy that you are willing to jump in and help us. And I do have a shout-out, Eddie, but I wanted to give you the opportunity because you may have a shout-out that you want to give.
Hey, as a co-host, I think that's a responsibility. So,
I
do have a shout out. It goes in, no one in particular, but there's a lot of friends of the show that listen and friends on our running team that are stepping out this summer. They're training hard and they're finding new levels, whether it be for speed, whether it be for, you know, distance, and just they're training their butts off. And just a big shout out to you because the months, it's getting very hot outside, and to everyone that's getting out there, getting their runs in. Great job. Keep it up. It will pay off in the fall when we get some cooler weather. And always, please hydrate.
Yes, we just had a podcast about that. You didn't know this, but 183 is all about that. So it's great. And I also have a podcast, and it is one of our listeners, Steve Moss, wanted me to give a shout out to his wonderful wife, who will come and pick him up in the park when he goes too far, when he bites off more than he can chew. She has come an amazing way herself as a runner, and she completed her first half marathon at the Run for Dream half marathon in Williamsburg, Virginia on June 1st. So Steve and Steve's unnamed wife, congratulations, and we give you a shout out. So today on the show, we have somebody from Give Kids the World again. We love Give Kids the World, and the Mickey Milers, our Mickey Miles podcast team, supports Give Kids the World. So one of our listeners just got a job there, and she is going to be one of the people in charge of the wonderful gingerbread run. So we thought the time was right. We want people to get a chance to sign up for that race well ahead of time and make their plans. So we've invited Meredith Schechter to come on the show. And Meredith, you are the Assistant Director of Special Events. Is that correct?
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So we're really happy that you're here. And we want to get everybody up to date. Maybe people haven't heard about Give Kids the World, but I'll start off the questions, Eddie, and you can jump in, but we wanted to just first hear about what Give Kids the World is and where it is, because we know why people go to Orlando, but they may not know that Give Kids the World is in Orlando.
Correct. It's actually in Kissimmee, so it's about 20 minutes from Disney, not too far at all, and the mission of Give Kids the World is really to help kids with life-threatening illnesses grant their wishes. So most people have heard of Make-A-Wish, and we actually work with 250 different wish-granting organizations. And anytime a child has a wish to come to anything in Central Florida, whether it be Disney Universal, meet Spider-Man, go pet a dolphin at SeaWorld, they come and stay with us at Give Kids the World. So we're a 70-acre village, and we have 146 villas for the families, and it's completely cost-free for the families. They come for 6 nights if they're domestic, 7 nights if they're international, and they get tickets to Disney, Universal, and SeaWorld, all provided by our generous sponsors. And we provide breakfast and dinner for them every day at the village, as well as other parties throughout the week. We have Christmas once a week, Halloween once a week. It's just a great place where they can forget about anything they've been thinking about with their illness.
They can have ice cream in the morning, right, for breakfast too.
Correct. That's most people's favorite part of the village, to be honest. We have our ice cream palace, and it's open at, I believe, 7:30 in the morning. And that's really one of the most popular things right before they go to the parks. They go to breakfast in our gingerbread house, and then they head over to the ice cream palace, and they can have as much as they want the entire week.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I can see why this would be a great job for you to have. It must be really interesting and fun.
It's definitely fun, and it's very rewarding to get to meet some of our amazing volunteers as well as the families that come down. We have 1,400 volunteer shifts a week that are filled by amazing volunteers from all over the world. We have locals. We have groups that come down specifically to help at Give Kids the World, and it's just an amazing place.
Really neat. So one of my good friends, Karen Skilling, I hope you run into her. She's been a volunteer there for 20 years and Red Sox fan, sorry. And she's from New England, but she's transplanted to Orlando and really loves working there too. I know your volunteers really are, you know, really, really vital. So can you tell us a little bit about the fundraising that you do? How does Give Kids the World raise money to keep it going and to pay for park tickets and the ice cream palace and things like that?
We have a lot of great corporate supporters. We've opened our doors in 1986, and without the help of the corporate sponsors, we really wouldn't be where we are. We had ABC do the Extreme Village Makeover recently, and it's just one of the examples of what people do when they find out about us. We have our fundraising events, we have our corporate partners, we have our individual donors, and really what sets us apart is the amount of volunteers that we do have. It allows us to cut down a lot on our staff costs, and really the goal is for us to keep as much money going towards the kids and the families as possible.
Now, if I understood correctly, in learning about Give Kids the World, are there other ways to donate other than just financially and volunteering with time? Is there items per se that you can donate?
Sure. We're always looking for different things that we can give to the families, whether it be souvenirs, books, anything that can help our village run, like paper towels. Just we get all sorts of donations that we put to really good use.
That's great. I didn't realize that, Eddie. That was a great question. So one of the, I know that you can also go on to the website and you can do like monthly donations too, or you can do a one-time donation. But one of the things that you do is you do the gingerbread run. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Sure. The gingerbread run is our 5K. This year it's going to be held on November 8th. And we're switching it up a little bit this year. It's always been run solely through the village. And this year we're starting at medieval times. And we're going to have a little bit of a medieval times theme to it this year. So it takes you from medieval times down to the village. So we're off of Bass Road, off of 192. So we get to the village, you get to see all the parts that are special to our village, such as we have the largest Candyland game in the world. It's one of our playgrounds. So you just run around that, you get to see our pool, you get to pass by the villas. We'll have different stations set up so you can kind of see what we do for our families, such as we'll have a Halloween section and the Christmas section and a Pirates and Princesses section. So it's really going to be fun. There is a timed chip associated with it. So for all of you who want to go out and kill that time, you can. If you want to come out just as a family and walk it, strollers and wheelchairs are allowed. And it's just going to be a fun event that people get to come and see the village and support us and really just have fun.
Now I have a question for you. November the 8th is a big day for a lot of us Run Disney fans as well, and because that is the day of Wine and Dine. And there's a 5K going on early in the morning at Disney. Is it possible, because for those that don't know, we're medieval times, to run the 5K and then try to boogie on over and run the gingerbread run? Is that something, since you live in the area now, is that something you think is possible?
To be completely honest, I don't remember what time the Jingle Jungle starts, but based on the distance from Disney to the village, I don't think you would get there in time for the start.
So if
you don't know, Eddie.
No. Actually, I know the time, but
my pace, I definitely could not get there in time. Maybe if you run a 6-minute mile, you could be able to.
Let me better question this. How far is it from Animal Kingdom to the Jingle Jungle, to the medieval times?
I'd say probably, to be safe, it's about 25 to 30 minutes away.
Gotcha.
And what time does it start, Meredith?
The race is starting at 8. That's when our opening ceremony is going to be. And so registration will be at 7:15, and we have a Zumba dance warm-up starting at 7:30. So our goal is really to get people off at 8 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, I just looked on Run Disney, and the Jingle Jungle 5K starts at 7 a.m. So that would, I don't know, Eddie, maybe, but I think that
would
be. So Meredith, when you said that registration starts at 7:15, what do you mean registration? People wouldn't pre-register for this?
Pre-registration is available, and that's what we recommend, but it's more like the check-in table. That's where you're going to get your packet ahead of time, but that's when you're going to get your shirts and everything else that morning. So we like people to get there a little early just to check in and make sure you have everything you need for the race.
So that being the case, since we're not able to run both races, the Disney race, Jingle Jungle, or the gingerbread race, is there another option that's available for us that want to support the race if we're already signed up for the Jingle Jungle?
There's definitely another option. This is our first year providing a virtual race option, and I think it's perfect for those people that are not going to be in town, but also that are in town and already committed to the Jingle Jungle. And for those people who maybe are signed up for Wine and Dine, like myself, and want to do a 5K in the morning and didn't get into the Jingle Jungle, this is definitely another option. But the virtual race is going to be a great thing for us. I think it's going to get a lot more people around the country involved. And the virtual race fee is actually $40. And you're going to get your t-shirt and a medal, just like if you were at the event.
So how would you sign up for the race or the virtual race?
Everything is on our website. You can get there from the main Give Kids the World website, or you can go on to gingerbreadrun.org, and we have a separate webpage for it. Registration's pretty easy. You can sign up as an individual or as a team, and Mickey Milers actually do have a team set up already that you all can join if that's the way you want to go.
Yeah, we should probably explain that, because Eddie helped to figure out that there are actually two places that are their Mickey Milers teams. One is just under the Gingerbread Run, where the team's already raised some money, and also we have just a general Mickey Milers team. Eddie, do you want to chime in?
Yeah, there's a under the main website, the Mickey Milers. If you signed up to join and be a part of the Mickey Milers, if you follow the instruction that was on the Mickey Miles podcast website, you would have set up through the main website. Now, we have some team members that have championed a team for this race specifically that you'll find on the Gingerbread website. So there are two different, just understand that there's two different areas per se. There's the team commitment, which is on the main website under the main fundraise area, which once again is on the Mickey Miles website on how to get there. But for this gingerbread run, yes, there is a separate team that's in addition to what we are doing as the main year fundraiser.
That's great. So people can meet and meet other Mickey Milers there too. But you can run individually or you can run with a team. If you do the virtual race, Meredith, for some virtual races, you have a window of time upon which you can complete the running. Do you have to do it that morning or do you have a window?
You definitely have a window. It's at your own pace whenever you want to do it. If you want to do it in October, be our guest. You're just not going to get the medal until after November 8th. But definitely, we just want people to get involved and learn more about what we do at Give Kids the World. And I mean, everyone listening to this podcast likes to run like we do. So it's definitely a good option if you're looking for something to encourage you along your training runs this winter.
Now, I do notice on the Gingerbread website, you'll have some very cute shirts for fundraising that every milestone you hit fundraising gets you to a different level of shirt, per se, kind of a reward. Is that applied to the virtual as well?
The main purpose of the Gingerbread Run is a fundraiser for the village. So we do have people that want to just pay the registration fee and run the race, and that's perfectly fine. We have a lot of people, though, who help us fundraise a lot of money for the event. Last year, we raised over $165,000, and this year, our goal is actually $190,000. So what's helped us in that is we have two different avenues. We have the individual fundraisers, and we have the team fundraisers. So we have, at the actual event, we have VIP row. And the top three teams that raise the most money actually get their own tent, which has special snacks, goodies, and massage therapist this year, which that's pretty exciting. As well as the top 10 individual fundraisers also get their own tent. So for everyone involved with the race, we have five different color shirts. So for the participants, you get a gray shirt. And then starting at $100 fundraised, it turns into a performance tech shirt. So at $100, it's purple, $500, it's red, $1,000, it's gold. And our elite fundraisers who raise $2,500 or more get black.
Oh, that's really cool. Good.
Yeah, definitely check out the website because the shirts are really cool. It's our gingerbread man. He's got a lance. He's all decked out in his medieval times gear.
Yes, he's a very cute mascot. And I have another question. Being that Disney is not so much a stroller-friendly race anymore on the 5K, how about your race?
We are very stroller-friendly. We allow strollers and wheelchairs. We have families that participate from the village who are here, and some of them are needing to be in that stroller and wheelchair category. So it's definitely very family friendly.
And so you have suggestions on how to fundraise too on your website, don't you?
We do, because we know it's hard, and people in today's day and age are always asking people to fundraise for all different causes, and all of them are just as important as another. So maybe kind of out of the box things that you might not think of other than just asking your friends and family, which is always a good thing to start with. But we do have a few different things that you might not have thought about before other than the regular do a bake sale or a car wash. But anything you want to do to fundraise, we are very supportive of that.
And is it the same cost if you're doing the virtual race to sign up for the race if you're actually going to be there, $40?
Actually, if you're coming to the race on property, it is $30 for an adult and $15 for a junior ages 3 to 12. So the virtual race is a little more expensive, and that's just to cover our for shipping.
Yeah. Well, that's I think that's a very reasonable cost. That's really neat. So another thing that I remember when we interviewed Lisa, I think from Give Kids the World last year, she told us that one of the things that makes this race special, and I don't remember hearing that people who are actually at the village participate in the race, which I think is special enough. But I believe she said that people who are staying in the village actually come out and cheer for the runners so that they can see who the fundraising is benefiting while they're running, which I think is really neat. Is that still the case?
Definitely. We run through the village past all the villas. So we encourage all the families that are going to be there at that time to come out, stand in their driveways, wave, give high fives to people and really be supportive. So it's definitely something they might not know before they get there, but once they're there, it's something they want to participate in. They want to thank people for giving them the opportunity to have this experience.
That's really special. I wish I was down there and I wish I could do this race. I'm definitely going to think about doing the virtual one. And what about the race finish? Is there any, I'm sure you have water and bananas and things like that. Is there anything for people to gather after the race is done?
Definitely. We have a lot more food than I've ever experienced at a 5K myself. We have muffins, bagels. We're in the VIP section. We're getting edible arrangements for everyone. And what I think is pretty cool is at the end, when you get your medal, you also get a gingerbread cookie.
Ooh! So
that little extra touch.
You got to send that to the virtual people.
Yeah, cookies, we're in. We're in for cookies.
You just said the magic word for Eddie. Cookies, ding,
yes,
ding, ding, ding.
Cookie, I'm in.
And I will say I did taste it because they brought in samples last week, and it's really good.
Somebody had to do it, Meredith. You know, it's a
I
tough
know.
Job.
I took one for the team and tried.
But the elite fundraisers each get an edible arrangement?
Not each, but they're going to be in their tents.
Oh, wow.
So definitely something a little more special to snack on after the event while you're getting your massage.
Very nice.
Nice. Now, Meredith, Give Kids the World is such a touching place. If we're down there, is there a way that we can tour it after the race? Is that possible?
Definitely. We give tours all the time. So even if you want to come see the village not during the race weekend, if you're here on vacation and just want to come check it out, let us know and we'll gladly give anyone a tour. But on race day, we do have buses from the finish line back to the village to give tours.
Oh, excellent. That would be very neat for those that are doing the race.
And people come often. I know a lot of friends have done this. One of my good friends, Sid Farsi, volunteers a lot. So people come and spend some of their vacation there sometimes too, volunteering. They can just come and commit a few days, even one day, right, as a volunteer?
Correct. We have all different kinds of volunteer shifts, from photographers to I served breakfast in the gingerbread house. And there are just so many different opportunities. We're always looking for people. We have just greeters everywhere for the families, because mostly during the day, the families are out at the parks because they are given the park tickets. But anyone that's been on a Disney vacation knows that it takes a lot out of you. So sometimes they do take a day or a few hours to stay around the village and need those volunteers to kind of explain things to them and show them where they can go.
That's great. Now, I read something about the Orlando Sentinel helping to participate to raise funds. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, they're actually doing a special deal for us. So for the Thursday, Sunday editions of the paper, you can sell subscriptions for those 2 days, and it's $10. And all of those funds go directly towards Give Kids the World. So for people who don't want or don't feel comfortable asking for money from people, this is a great option to say, support us this way, because you're totally going to get more than $10 worth of coupons in those papers. So it's worth it to say, here's the $10 for my subscription, and all the money goes straight to Give Kids the World, and it helps you towards your fundraising goal.
That's fantastic. Okay, so as we wrap up, if you could just tell us one more time when it is and how people sign up.
Sure. The Gingerbread Run, it's presented by Aaron's, and it's November 8th at 8 a.m., and you can sign up by going to gingerbreadrun.org.
That's wonderful. So it's a great cause. It's very reasonable fundraising. You get to run with Mickey Milers if you want to. You get to, see the people who you're benefiting while you're running, and to get cookies. I think, if you can, you should do this race. So, Meredith, we want to thank you very much for coming on the show. We're really happy that you're a listener of the podcast and wish you well in your new job. It sounds like it's going to be really, really meaningful and fun job to have. So thank you.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
So for Meredith Schechter from Give Kids the World and for Eddie McCoy, this is Michelle Scribner-McLean, and we will see you on the Gingerbread Road.
This episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast has been brought to you by All Star Vacation Homes. If you are looking for the highest quality vacation home or condo for your next Walt Disney World vacation, then you need to visit them at www.allstarvacationhomes.com, where hospitality has a new home. And by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, nobody can give you better service and get more for your vacation dollar than the vacation planners at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. So for your next Disney or non-Disney vacation, visit them at mei-travel.com, mousefantravel.com, or click on their banner at mickeymilespodcast.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.